I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. At the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame's Museum in Hayward, Wisconsin, there are thousands of lures on display. Some are very old and some are modern, but all are unique in style, with only one task: to catch fish. And recently they released their list of the top 100 lures of all time. I'm going to tell you what the top three are, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
After years of debate, the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame released its list of the top 100 lures of all time. You can check it out on their website at freshwater-fishing.org. What were the top three? Well, number three was Eppinger's Daredevil. It was in 1906 that Lou Eppinger spent a month on a solo outing in Ontario wilderness and decided this was something that would catch fish. And his prototype did just that. And now, today, we are still using the Daredevil Spoon. Number two, the Bill Lewis Rattle Trap. The Bill Lewis Rattle Trap has become one of the best-selling artificial lures of all time. It's a great lure when that bite gets tough. And number one is the original Floating Rapala. The Rapala Lure Company was founded in Finland in 1936 by Lauri Rapala, who is credited for creating the world's first floating minnow lure. It is the world's leading bait and is sold in over 140 countries. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.